The serious and complex problem of child labor abuse in California agriculture? Well, Cesar Chavez has one.
I think that the solution to this problem of child labor in the fields is no different than child labor in the sweatshops, in the factories, 1,500 years ago. In my estimation, the only way out is by having a strong union.
If, as many people feel, unionization is the final solution to the child labor problem, it lies in the future. Because today, there is no union with the membership or the economic power to deal effectively with the situation. Working parents are universally faced with the question of what to do with the children while they work. At this point in time, there are only 26 federally funded daycare centers for the children of migrant farm workers in the entire state of California. Assemblyman McCarthy comments.
It's amazing that state government has not moved to correct this problem. Parents are forced often to take very young children into the fields where these children often face hazardous machinery, other kinds of conditions. There have been a series of deaths and serious maimings of young children that parents necessarily took into the field because they had nowhere else to leave these children. And for a variety of reasons, it seems that we ought to have infant and child care centers where these children can be properly fed and cared for while we permit an economic system to continue that keeps both parents in the fields for long hours every day during harvest season.
Is it also possible that the growers and farmers of California might make an effort to stabilize the workforce, raise the wages of farm workers, provide the benefits now offered by other industries? This has taken place in a few isolated instances. Al Galeen of the Limonera Company, one of the largest citrus growers in this state, tells of their programs, which have been highly successful.
The benefits that we have for our employees have been of long standing with this company. For example, we've had voluntary unemployment insurance for at least 7 years. We have almost any benefit that is standard in any industry has been in effect in this company for some time. For example, 2 years ago, we adopted a voluntary retirement plan for all our employees. Vacations, paid doctor visits, holidays, just any normal benefit that's recognized in the industry, we have it to a certain extent in this company.
Al Galeen admits that the benefit package offered to Limonera workers puts the company in a somewhat less competitive position with other citrus producers in this country. The management of Limonera thinks the higher labor cost is offset by an increase in worker productivity. To prove it, they're still making a profit.
I really feel that most employers will probably, through competition with other employers and just share competition in the labor market, will have to come around to some of these benefits. The trends that that are general in the industry and really necessities, and I think in a very short year, in short years, they will be common practice.
The majority of growers in California do not offer the benefits of Limonera, and many of them feel they're already near the breaking point in terms of higher labor costs and competition with the domestic and foreign producers of the same product. Joseph Gubser, the Gilroy garlic grower, sees it this way.
The only unfair part of it that I see is whereby we're guided or we're operating or using child labor relative to the laws that pertain to, the state of California. And then we're competing, say, in a market like New York with a product that some foreign country can submit the same product, the identical product, with child labor, where they have new laws. We try the best we can, and we have to operate under the laws of our land, and no serious operator is going to try it otherwise, although I won't say that somebody will not do it. But this is a difficult part for us to operate under. But we will do it as long as we can, and when we can't, we'll just cease production, that's all.
Now, that hardly seems like a real solution, does it? Perhaps the federal government could do something for Mr. Goopser in terms of balancing the tariff system on foreign produce to keep his product in competition, at least in this country. Mechanization has been suggested as the ultimate solution to the problem of rising food and labor costs, and the solution to the child labor problem as well. Cesar Chavez comments on that possibility.
There are more farm workers today in California than there were 10 years ago, so obviously mechanization is not going to do away with child labor.
Fabio Klett is a regional director of the federally funded Migrant Education Program. He sees that program as a partial solution to the problem of child labor abuse.
The problems that that migrant education seeks to solve is one of continuity of program for migrant youngsters. Through these programs, I think that it is solving them because of the summer school programs, and that's the continuity that the youngsters need. Some of these youngsters do not go to school during the school year. During the summertime, when they're in situations like this one, when they're in areas like this one, they are having some kind of continuity to their school.
A child is deprived of an education when he spends his life traveling from job to job and from school to school, missing an average of 3 months out of every 9 month school term. A child is deprived of an education when it's difficult for him to find a place to sleep, let alone a place to study. The expensive end result is an economy overburdened by an ever-swelling tide of unskilled persons whom society will have to sustain. Legislation and law enforcement offer possibilities for eliminating child labor from California agriculture. Assemblyman McCarthy and Industrial Relations Department Chief Ed White agree on a course of action.
Assemblyman McCarthy and I have held a series of discussions, and a suggestion has been made which I heartily endorse. We're doing it in the Division of Industrial Safety, which is to say, as we conduct inspections or get involved with alleged violations and we see something developing, that we would have the authority, and this will require a change in the labor code, for the labor commissioner, the deputy labor commissioner who is conducting the investigation, to issue a citation on the spot, to issue a fine, and to resolve the case right there.
On Monday, February 25th, 1974, Assemblyman McCarthy introduced new legislation in Sacramento. If enacted, this bill will increase the fines levied on child labor law offenders to a minimum of $100 per offense, with a maximum of $5,000. At present, there is no minimum, and the maximum fine is $250. This new bill places the authority for levying such fines in the hands of the Labor Commissioner's Office and takes the authority away from the local courts. It cites the owner of the property as responsible party in child labor law violations, regardless of whether the employee was paid directly by that owner or not. The manager of the Salinas Valley Independent Growers Association, Bob Mills, doesn't think our present child labor laws are applicable to agriculture.
Agriculture, of all our industries in the United States, have job activities that relate to family participation. Jobs that are not hazardous in nature, jobs that are available during periods when school is not in session. And even with these, we find that our present child labor laws, which I understand were to protect the child from the workshop conditions, for example, in the garment industry on the East Coast, are not applicable to what we're talking about in job relationship in California agriculture.
Now, we come to the obvious and important question. Who pays the bills for elimination of child labor from California agriculture?
Think of the thousands of young children attending school in California, perhaps 5 months of the year at most, in three or more school districts, traveling constantly with their families, often in poor health, and many of them inevitably drifting because they're not competitive in the job market and they're uneducated, drifting into criminal activity. I want you to view the total cost to the people of California. If you want to talk about the economic aspect of this problem, the total cost to run the state prison system of California. Because any child put through this sequence of circumstances is not going to turn out to be a normal child functioning in our society, leaving aside the humane destruction that is wrought by this economic pattern. Think of that kind of cost to the taxpayers of California.
At last count, there were 170 different groups and organizations representing agriculture in the state of California, each of them serving special interests and a lot of them pulling in different directions. The real problems of the agricultural community have not gone unnoticed, but if agriculture is going to have a hand in solving its own problems, child labor included, it must first establish a line of communication.
Well, I think there's hopeful movement in agriculture generally that there might be some cohesiveness in the industry, that eventually that at least some of the large industries, large commodity industries like the citrus industry, like in our county, have gotten together and made genuine efforts to correct problems in any area of the industry that we have.
I guess you could say that Ron Taylor wrote the book on child labor on the farm. You say that, you wouldn't be far wrong. He wrote it, and he feels strongly about the subject.
A spokesman for the Council of California Growers has written, quote, "Many farm worker families consider it their right to take their children with them into a shady orchard or a vineyard. These families consider it a basic freedom to allow their children to learn at an early age whatever values there are in earning a living," close quote. That's the myth, and it's nonsense. The children work in the fields because they must work to help support the family. They are exploited by their parents, by the farmers. They're unprotected by the government. The laws, child labor laws, are seldom enforced, while children work at the third most dangerous occupation in the United States. They are a subservient labor force, unorganized and powerless. Because wages are low, the federal government appropriates millions of dollars every year for migrant education, for migrant health, for preschool programs, for daycare centers. All of these have a value in the immediate sense, but they're really band-aids. They're supplements to the family's earned income. They are a direct subsidy to the farmer. It's time the farmers quit hiding behind the mythology of child labor. Child labor exacts an awful price on the children. No farm is a good place to work, just as no mill or no mine was a good place for children to work. To argue differently, to call farm labor attractive is a callous mask, a mask over the truths of child labor. It's time to put this nonsense aside. It's time to seek solutions. The first step is to give workers the protection of laws that guarantee their right to form a union and to bargain with their employers collectively. But those laws must ensure that farm workers bargain from a position of economic strength. Otherwise, it's futility. The children will continue to work in the farms.
In the end, the question of child labor abuse falls squarely on our shoulders, yours and mine. The question is not, do we care? I guess we do. But more accurately, do we care enough?
Well, of course, the economic opponents of the farm workers' struggle are most obvious. Apathy and too much comfortableness in our society is another major opponent. So there's lots of forces resisting change. And they're all around us and they're in us also. But I think what I have learned over the last 12 years and what Caesar and the farm workers have taught us is that if some people will believe enough in what is right and in justice and will sacrifice for that and work very hard to tell other people that they will convince a sufficient number of Americans that their cause is right, that they can actually overcome those economic forces and that apathy.
This field of green bounty for your table, thousands like it across this rich state of California, will grow and flourish as the spring and summer sun warms the land. Child labor starts here. And maybe if you think of your children working under this hot sun, you might want to see it end here. Good night. Scheduled at this time can be seen this Sunday afternoon at 5. The Rookies will return at its regular time next Monday night at 8.
Sure, you've heard about the strength of steel belts, and you do get positive amping from a radial tire. But here's something you should know these days about Ward steel-belted graphics.